The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Let's speak to Gabby Marshall, who's recently been announced as a player development manager for the Netball Players Association. Gabby, thanks for your time. And first question, I suppose, is how do you think your role will work on a day-to-day basis?
What I'm most excited for is to get out amongst the teams and work directly with the players. Obviously, I've got experience being a player myself. I've been working in the personal development, performance lifestyle space alongside my playing career now for probably the past 5 or 6 years. So, yeah, I've been honing those skills and kind of gaining those qualifications, and I'm really excited to just get in amongst the teams and deliver the next quarter, which is the project that we've been working on. I understand netball, I understand how it works, but then I've also been working towards my athlete mentoring, personal development qualifications whilst I've been playing. So I've kind of honed some of those skills, working within university settings and supporting different athletes within a wide variety of sports. You know, I've kind of worked with future Olympian and Paralympic athletes through the TAS scholarship scheme. So, yeah, I'm really excited, and I've been part of the NPA for a really long time, and it's something that's really growing and has grown kind of since it first started. We're really fortunate to kind of have this funding from the Jacobs Futura Foundation to be able to implement this. We're calling it the next quarter, so it's, yeah, a personal development and lifestyle support for the players within the Netball Super League and the Next Generation League as well. So, yeah, really, really excited to be part of the team and looking forward to getting stuck in.
What's it been like for you personally as well, working with the Dame Kelly Holmes Trust?
Yeah, they were huge for me. Initially, what they do is they support athletes who are looking to either like potentially retire in the next few years or have recently retired from their sport, and they kind of give you a platform to get into that athlete mentoring space initially. So yeah, I still work with them to this day. They're a fantastic charity and they do lots of great work across a wide variety of projects. So I really enjoy going into schools with them, and I also do some work with children's hospitals as well with them on their health programs, doing one-to-one mentoring with patients within children's hospitals. Yeah, they're a fantastic organisation and I just feel honoured to be able to work with them as well.
And for the NPA as well, just important as well that people are members.
Yeah, definitely. I think the league is obviously, it's going from strength to strength, and as we move towards further professionalisation within the league, I think the more players that can become members of the NPA, you then just have access to this additional layer of support. You know, we're not trying to fight with the clubs for supporting players. We just want to complement the clubs, what they're already doing well, and any areas that we can additionally support players through any personal growth or transitions. And this funding that we've got from the Jacobs Futura Foundation will obviously allow us and facilitate that next quarter program. So yeah, I think players, it's a no-brainer really to kind of get on board with the NPA and just access that additional layer of support, because I know when I was performing my best as a netballer was when I was really well taken care of both on and off the court. And I think being part of the NPA just allows you to kind of have that additional layer of support within collaboration with your clubs, or whether you're a Roses or a Scottish Thistle or whatever that might look like for you, we can just kind of give you that extra boost on top of the support that you already get into, just help you perform both on and off the court.
And it's always high members of the Super League that are members as well, which is really good to hear. Back to your new role, how much do you think that your past experience will be a part of it?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, there's no hiding that I know netball better than any other sport. I've been involved in the Super League for for a long time. So, of course, that will give me that additional knowledge of kind of the ins and outs of how the sport worked. But I like to think that I've gained the qualifications and I could implement that within other leagues and other sports as well. But obviously for me, netball has given me so much. So it's really nice to be kind of completely stepping away from the sport when I announce my retirement. It's quite fitting that I guess I can give back to the sport in this way and in a way that I've really enjoyed working in this space in the last 4 or 5 years. I'm really honoured to be working with the NPA, and I know they've done so much for the league and for the sport over the last 4 or 5 years as well. So to be part of this journey with them now in a working capacity is really exciting for me.
Some of those responsibilities will be including individual support, a bit of performance monitoring, and maybe a bit of career guidance as well. What are you looking forward to the most? Is it just everything overall?
Yeah, I think, as I say, we've been given this funding from the Jacobs Futura Foundation, and we're looking forward to getting out there and delivering the support. You know, we've spoken to a lot of players to find out what's important to them and what kind of support that they need. And obviously that will look differently across the league and across the Next Gen League as well. Yeah, players are obviously at very different stages and phases of their lives. But I think it's important that if we can reach as many players as possible to help them with their identity and their personal growth, mental well-being, we know that's so important, and just helping them with careers or financial literacy, whatever that looks like for the individual player. It's just so important. And as I say, I think you perform your best when everything holistically is being taken care of, or being, you know, that you've got plans in place. And yeah, I'm really excited to be working alongside Sarah Gandon and Mairead as well, who are working in this space for the NPA, just to get out there and deliver some sessions to the teams and individual one-to-one coaching as well.
Last question, Gabby. Will you be dropping a bit of advice when it comes to choosing a run-out song for future Fast Fives? And telling them to stay away from Outkast?
Yeah, if somebody thinks that they can do a better Outkast impression than me, then feel free to kind of take it on. I don't mind. It would be good for somebody else to kind of take that crown, because I didn't think that would be still being spoken about now to this day, but apparently it's very memorable.
Finally, Gabby, best way to find out more about Netball Players Association?
Yeah, just head to we've got our website. We have an Instagram page. We also have LinkedIn as well. So, yeah, feel free to kind of check us out online or drop me a message if there's any kind of questions that you want answered as well. I'm more than happy to answer any specific questions or point you in the right direction. So feel free to Google us and hopefully you'll get the information that you need.
I think that's just netballplayersassociation.com. Gabby, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.